Hi there. The word for you today is on spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says the weapons we fight with demolish strongholds. In Bible times, when an attack was launched against a city, a first strategy was to bring in a battering ram, demolish the gates, and defeat the inhabitants. Today, you are at war with Satan. And only when you recognize that is victory possible. And the good news is, the weapons we fight with have power to demolish strongholds. But you must, quote, put on the whole armor of God. It's not something you pick up and wear when you feel like it. You've got to put it on and keep it on, because the enemy never lets up. He wants you to think he's equal with God, but he's not. God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He can do anything, anywhere, anytime, no question. Satan is a formidable foe, but there are limits to what he's permitted to do. Your mind is command central. It's where victory or defeat are always decided. Paul writes to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:3, I fear lest your minds be corrupted. Satan knows that Christ's return is imminent, and he's ratcheting up the opposition. The way you win the battle is through these two things. Number one, praise, the garment that protects you. Read Isaiah 61:3, he speaks of the garments of praise. And number two, abiding in Christ, your source of spiritual growth and fruitfulness. And let me add a couple more. God's Word. It's living, active, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And you know what? It's designed to defeat the enemy. Look, when Satan comes against you, combat his lies by telling him what the Word of God says. He can't withstand it. And number four, walking in love towards others. It's impossible to be victorious when you're wrapped up in yourself. So you're in spiritual warfare today, and you will be every day. But the good news is, using the armor God's given you and the weapons with which he's given you to fight, you can win today and every day.